body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. And do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
October 29th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive. Be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org. and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't donate to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio, please make a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. That will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. So get a Patreon account today, right on freedomslips.org, and give generously and keep the truth alive. Thank you so much. And welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where we bring you the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, we've seen the weather warfare and direct energy weapons in action again this past week. Attack full throttle with the destruction of Acapulco, Mexico, and the destruction of cars and homes by direct energy weapons in Argentina just all a few days ago. The deep state is throwing everything they got at us in rapid fashion to take what they want as fast as they can. Why? Because they're cornered rats, grabbing whatever they can and destroying us in that process. Why are they cornered rats? Because the white hats are winning. Case in point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce that they finally got her. Yep, Katie Hobbs, prolific broad of fraud, as well as her partner in crime, have been arrested. And you heard that right. The disgraced former Arizona Secretary of State and gubernatorial election thief, Katie Hobbs, has been in Guantanamo Bay since September 28th and charged with treason and will face military tribunal in mid-November, my JAG source revealed. The internet on September 26th was a whirl with rumors and theories after Hobbs inexplicably disappeared and the state treasurer Kimberly Yet was named acting governor. Several alternative news outlets claimed Hobbs had been indicted by the state Senate on charges related to conspiring with Mexican drug cartel, while others said the military arrested Hobbs and brought her to Gitmo. Even Fallen from Grace Fox News questioned Hobbs' mysterious vanishing act. The deep state media, and on the other hand, quickly refuted the missing in action claims, saying Hobbs was alive and well and meeting with criminal Alexandra Mayorkas in Washington, D.C. Well, we knew all that was a lie because Mayorkas was hiding in Warsaw, Poland at the time and still is there of that alleged meeting. So tales of Katie Hobbs taken to Gitmo piqued my interest and I looked into it, for we're seldom scooped on stories of deep staters getting fast-tracked to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. My first inquiries with the sources at Gitmo, JAG's Pensacola offices, and Camp Pendleton and Fort Bragg were met with indecisive, vague answers like, can neither confirm or deny, or more frequently, no comment at this time. Sometimes I'd hear, oh, we've never heard that before, and followed by, where did you get that information? And always what they tell me is, if we have anything to share, we will let you know. So I don't call them much. They all call me. The nebulous responses perplex me and my sources, typically because my sources typically supply the straightforward answers when they communicate. If a deep stater has met an ineluctable fate, a noose, for example, they tell us. If they do not have a deep stater in custody, they will tell us that too. Admittedly, it was all very confusing. More confusing was that Hobbs magically resurfaced in Arizona later that week. Fox News retracted its story, and the rest of the media labeled the person who promoted the disappearance as QAnon or QTARD conspiracy theorists. Nevertheless, we continued pressing sources for a definitive answer, but they kept answering evasively until we finally received a concrete response on October 23rd, and they said, yes, Hobbs is at Camp Delta and waiting for a tribunal, a staff judge general adjunct had told us. He said that JAG investigators on September 26th undramatically arrested a strangely complacent Hobbs as she walked to her car outside the governor's office in Phoenix, Arizona. The armed investigators approached a laconic Hobbs, charging her with treason, election fraud, and conspiracy to commit murder. Oh, they got her on that for sure. Hobbs was reportedly eerily quiet and held out her wrist immediately as if wanting to be cuffed. The reason we were so cagey about if we had her or not is because even though we had Hobbs, we weren't absolutely certain we really had Hobbs, my source said. These days, suspects that are arrested are like a box of chocolates, he said. You never know what you're going to get. Is it a clone? Is it a robot? Is it a body double? When they don't talk at all, it's very confusing. At Gitmo on September 29th, Katie Hobbs, for the first time, opened her mouth, telling investigators that she was not Katie Hobbs. By then, she had undergone a medical assessment, blood work, and she's not vaccinated, and was fingerprinted, all showing that she was Katie Hobbs. She wasn't wearing a prosthetic mask, hadn't had cosmetic surgery, and cloning indicators proved negative. By all appearances, we had Hobbs. And then there is a back at the podium at Phoenix, Katie Hobbs. So we know they, the deep state, used clones and body doubles, but we didn't think they'd be so able to pull one off the shelf so quickly. And we wanted to make sure the Hobbs we had was indeed the real Katie Hobbs, despite whatever game she thought she was playing, my source added. He said that Hobbs endured so many imaging tests, it's a miracle she's not glowing in the dark. But we're now 100% confident we have the real Katie Hobbs. We've also identified one double impersonating her in Arizona, my source said. However, the Hobbs in custody still says she's not Hobbs. Asked what evidence JAG will present at her tribunal, and oh boy, he said, we have specifics beforehand, and we can't give you those specifics right now, but there will be witness testimony, video evidence of election fraud, and the admiral will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Katie Hobbs orchestrated a failed murder-for-hire plot against Carrie Lake. Thankfully, that contract was not fulfilled, and Carrie Lake is still with us. And Hobbs, the real Katie Hobbs, is in custody. I also wanted to report to you about what's going on with the illegals coming into our country. Oh, the media's a buzz about it, especially the alternative media. It is a concern. I'm not trying to downplay this at all. But I wanted to tell you about what Todd Bentzman, he serves as a Texas-based senior national security fellow for the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, and he is an expert on the nexus between immigration and national security. So he's a Texas man, and I was able to get a lot of information from him. Todd filled out a Freedom of Information request and discovered that the U.S. government has invited people from 96 countries, including 24 countries of terrorism concern, where terrorist organizations are currently operating. Although he was only given about a quarter of the information he'd asked for, he nevertheless discovered that they guarded these paroles using very questionable vetting procedures, really kind of non-existent vetting procedures, he said. Thousands from Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and places like Iran have been brought in by design, on purpose, by acknowledgement of the U.S. government that they knew that they brought them in, and with no vetting or little vetting. Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, 24 different countries where terrorist organizations operate, they're also bringing them in from there. These people were known as special interest aliens in the government parlays. From everything I can tell, they are not doing the screening for the people they're helping to bring in like this. This is happening amid another Mideast war that tends to inflame passions of Muslim people from all over the world, really including here in America. There's a lot of threat stream traffic going on right now in an intelligence world and inside the United States from people who grew up in those areas, and they're mad about the Israeli response to the terror attack. They pretend, the administration that is, that they started bringing in people over those bridges, and all of a sudden, for the first time, a brand new program in just January of this year, 2022. But data shows that they're actually brought in tens of thousands starting May of 2021 from all nationalities like Russia. They brought in 23,000 Russians and didn't tell us about it. Well, Russians don't bother me. A lot of these other ones don't bother me, but the fact that they're bringing them in and not vetting them does bother me. They brought in, this is one of the weirdest ones, 57,000 Mexicans. I mean, in general, Mexicans don't bother me, but no vetting? No, that's not right. That's not fair to the other ones who came in legally. So Mexican nationals are bringing in on humanitarian grounds? Sorry, Mexican nationals never get asylum because their country is regarded as safe. Tourists go there all the time. Dr. Johnny goes there all the time. And nobody ever asked the administration about this. Why they're bringing in Mexicans, so many under this program. I'm told there are people on the Hill that are reading this and are writing letters right now as we speak demanding answers. In addition, Todd says that the Biden administration has allowed travel authorizations for more than 220,000 immigrants to fly directly from their home countries into 43 U.S. airports. Hundreds of thousands are not even touching the border. They're letting them fly over it, and then they'll, you know, tell us by the name of the airports, like, you know, you betcha, JFK, Chicago O'Hare, and other places that are publicly are blaming governors like Greg Abbott for busting them in, but actually they're flying them in. Ought to probably look at Biden's DHS for flying them in, the Department of Homeland Security, into these airports. So we're litigating to get the names of these airports and the rest of them. There are more than 220,000, and these are only four nationalities. They expanded the airlift program to Ecuador just the other day, and they've expanded this thing to Colombians, Guatemalans, Hondurans, and Salvadorians. They can stay in their hometowns and apply for an air flight. This planned destruction of America is happening on all fronts, and it is by design. But folks, I'm not so worried about this. if, you know, I know it's alarming to some people, but believe me, the quantum system is keeping track of every single one of these people. Every time they come into, you know, Department of Homeland Security, they're checked. They got to scan some sort of passport or something in order for them to pass through the checkpoint. So automatically, they are categorized, and the quantum system is keeping track of that. So I'm not too worried. However, I am worried about how far this corrupt Biden administration is going to destroy our country. This is a biblical event, and I will bring you a little history about how this came about. I watched several videos outlining the timeline, so let's go back to Greece and Babylonia. And also, I'm going to finish up toward the end of this program with what's happening in our Galactic Federation and what they are doing, how they are working with the Space Force. So I have updates about that as well. So stay tuned to Dr. Johnny right here on TheMasterSurvivor.com and The Master Survivor Show Beyond PhD. So I want to tell you about this unnamed lecturer. He was going by anonymous, but I can deduce that it was Pastor Carl Joseph, who says the bull is a symbol of Baal and a direct reference to the master and mystery of Babylon, as well as to the rape of Europa, the ancient Greek myth about Zeus assuming the form of a bull to kidnap a Phoenician princess. Her name is Europa. So Zeus is the bull, is kidnapping the Phoenician princess and rapes her. Her name is Europa. The lecturer says that Zeus is the Greek name for the Middle Eastern god Baal or the Sumerian god Enlil and the Egyptian god Ra, all of whom he says are Satan, who is actually a cherub, or, you know, as per Ezekiel, and the cherubim has four faces: the face of a lion, the face of an eagle, the face of a man, and the face of the bull. So it's not at all surprising that these gods that just mentioned sometimes appear as a lion, or as an eagle, or as a bull, or a dragon, or a man, sometimes a man's face with the eagle's wings and a bull's body and so forth, and claws for the and hooves for the feet. So in this myth, the bull is Satan in disguise. The woman, Europa, climbs on his back, and he carries her into the Mediterranean and abuses her. Not a very nice story to be glorified in the opening ceremony of the international sporting event like we see in Birmingham in 2022 in the Commonwealth Games. But this myth story is glorified all over Europe today, in statues, paintings, currency, and bills and coins in front of another European building, the Council of European Building in Brussels. The European Union has the statue of a woman riding a beast. Very direct symbolism here. The woman, as we see and as we said, is Europa, and the beast is Zeus or Satan from the ancient Greek legend, another sign that Europe already considers itself to be the master Babylon or the mystery Babylon. The woman who rides the beast is from Revelation. So let's look at that passage that refers to this in the Bible. And I'm quoting here from Revelations. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon the scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns, and then four. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, and full of adumbrations and filthiness of her fornication. 5. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the Adomitians of the earth. And that's from Revelation 17, 3 to 5. And I've just read you 3 to 5. So the woman is the modern Babylon, although it is a mystery, and the original Babylon was the mother of all subsequent abominations on earth. The reason it is given birth to other Babylons is Babylon has moved. In Zechariah, we see this woman moving. Okay, Zechariah 5, in this particular passage, I will read it all to you. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And 6, and said, what is it? And he said, this is a petref that going forth. He said, moreover, that this is their resemblance through all the earth. And on 7, and behold, there was lifted a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the Ephah, or E-P-H-A-H, Ephah, or I guess how you say that. Anyway, 8, and he said, this is wickedness, and he cast it into the midst of the Ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. 9. Then lifted I up my own eyes and looked, and behold, there came out 2 women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like wings of a stork, and they lifted up the Ephah between the earth and the heaven. 10. Then said I to the angel that talked with me, whither do these bear the Ephah? 11. And he said unto me, to build it a house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established, and shall there upon her own base. So, what is this base? It is the base that still remains there if it's that of the Tower of Babel. But how many times has Babylon moved? We're told the beast that it rides has 7 heads, so it's been based on 7 different places where the 7 heads were, and that's the 8th head coming, so it will likely be based in 8 places. Another aspect of the Commonwealth Games that almost nobody reported on is that they had a Tower of Babel as well as another Mystery Babylon link. In fact, the announcer called the Tower of Babel. And if you look in comparison to the Commonwealth Tower and the artwork of the tower, notice the arches on both and levels on both. There's absolutely no doubt this is meant to look like the Tower of Babel. The European Union Parliament building also looks like the Tower of Babel. In fact, they acknowledge it architecturally. It is based, they say, on the Tower of Babel. The slogan of the entire European Union is, many tongues, one voice. You know the opposite of what's happening at the Tower of Babel. You know, many tongues, one voice. Where they had one voice initially, and then they were split into many tongues. The spokesman has said that they chose the Tower of Babel because it represents one world government and rejection of God, both things which the European Union supports. The USA also has its own Tower of Babel, the One World Trade Center, stressing one world aspect, as in one world government. The blatant nature of this symbolism is just incredible to me. For instance, just look back at the Commonwealth Games for a second because that opening ceremony was so satanic and so intentional, it was horrible. I couldn't watch it. It started with a video of these falling stars, yes, falling stars like Revelation, where the dragon, Satan, cast a third of the stars down with his tail. So these stars represent falling angels cast down with Satan. Now, when you look at this, the girl who will eventually ride the bull is praying to and worshiping the crystal, which is part of the one of these stars, a piece of a falling angel. You just can't make this stuff up. It's so satanic and so intentional. I just couldn't watch it. But let's get back to the symbolism of the bull with the crescent moon horns. Well, it's Baal, the bull who led the Israelites astray. Baal, the moon god, whose symbol was the crescent moon, and another, the bull, the same god who led Muhammad astray, is currently called Allah, the god of Islam today. So is Islam planning on raping Europe? They have already infiltrated Europe with lots of immigrants. Islam is the largest and most active religion in Europe, other than second to atheism. In Revelations, the beast is eventually going to burn the woman with fire. And this is very likely will end the symbolic story. Now, in the USA, you're probably familiar with the famous charging bull statue outside of Wall Street, that big bronze bull statue. But did you ever see the fearless girl statue that's just near it? She hasn't climbed onto the bull. She's standing in back of the bull. If you've ever seen a picture of the Wall Street bull, you see the front of him, you know, with his horns cocked to come and charge you. But they don't show you what's behind the bull. What's behind the bull is that fearless girl statue. And she hasn't climbed on the bull yet, just yet. But the symbolism of the bull with the girl who rides the beast is very, very clear. She's standing behind the bull, and the only pictures they show you of the bull are from the front view of him with the horns and charging. They don't ever show you, the media doesn't, about the girl that stands behind, and she's another bronze statue, and she looks like she's about to jump on the bull. These are all more symbolisms of Babylon in Europe, Babylon in America. The second is the famous Ishtar Gate with its winged lions and snake dragons that's physically taken from Babylon to Berlin, Germany. It's actually more than a symbol. It's a real gate. Another incredible artifact, the throne of Satan, has moved to Berlin from Pergamon, Turkey, immediately prior to World War I. This throne is mentioned in Revelations 2 in a letter to Pergamon. Adolf Hitler was so impressed by this throne, he had a copy built. It was from this copy that he ordered the Holocaust to begin. He spoke from that copy of that throne. In 2008, U.S. presidential candidate Barack Obama constructed similar edifice in which he accepted the party's nomination. These links to the USA to this symbol is well known, or some people are well known. Most people don't. It's passed right over. Another symbol of Mystery Babylon is the so-called All-Seeing Eye, or Eye of Horus. Anyone who's seen the U.S. $1 bill knows that that is featured prominently on the back of the bill. This is a symbol of a pyramid with the eye on the top. It appears to be the seal, and it is the seal of the United States of America, of the government, which has the eagle in front of this pyramid and the eye on the back. Now, whether this, now where did this come from? The Eye of Horus is said to derive from the conflict between the god Horus and the rival god from Egypt known as Set, in which Set tore out Horus's eyes, but the eye was subsequently healed and returned to Horus, and Horus then offered the eye to his deceased father, Osiris. This is the same being as Nimrod in the Bible and its revitalized power sustaining and sustained Osiris in the afterlife. The Eye of Horus then is a symbol of the one who is in the abyss and who will come out of the abyss and return. The beast who was not will be, in other words, the Antichrist. So, in the U.S. seal, it's found in the U.S. seal, and on the top of the pyramid, of course, is the eye, and above this motto is Adenum Corpus, which is Latin for "it is favorable for our undertakings," or "he favors our undertaking." Who? The one who has the eye, the spirit of the Antichrist. Below it, a scroll reads Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is Latin for "New World Order of the Ages," or in other words, the New World Order. Now, the disembodied eye is just strongly conveys a sense of prying, authoritarian big brother. In combination with the pyramid beneath it, it suggests an ancient pagan satanic cult associated with the Freemasons, New World Order, etc. This is the government of the USA, the corporation, a government that most don't realize has all these connections. A quick glance into the harbor of New York City gives us another symbol of mystery, Babylon, the Statue of Liberty, based on the pagan goddess Libertas. This is the same woman in just a different culture and a different name who will later ride the beast. Then, of course, there's the infamous United Nations statue of a winged lion that appeared at the United Nations building in New York for a period of time last year. So the Western democracies of Europe and America are full of the symbols of the mystery Babylon. But why, says Dr. Giant? For one reason, it is an open affront against God himself, against Christianity, against the Bible. It is an encouragement to their leaders who will undertake the audacious overthrow of the world. That will be the mystery Babylon. Another purpose is to show Christians exactly who is who and who mystery Babylon is. When you see these symbols, that's where mystery Babylon will be. To me, based on these symbols, that means the United Nations, America, corporation, and European Union are drivers of this mystery Babylon. You see the Western countries in decline by design, and it's for this reason. Now, as always, Benjamin Fulford gives us some key insights into all this, how we're falling and how we're, the White Hats are going to, the White Hats are winning now. I'm just giving you the reason why it's such a tumultuous time right now, because it will be turbulent these next few weeks especially. While the West struggles with mental illness, the world moves on. Like a squid shooting ink to avoid predation, the Khazarian Mafia is spreading Palestine fear and loathing porn in order to avoid bankruptcy and arrests. It won't work. Most of the world is not paying any attention to the hysteria the Khazarian Mafia is trying to generate. They know exactly where the real problem lies. The real war is going on. It's not between the Israeli or Palestinians or between the White Hats It's between the White Hats and the Satanists. White Hat Special Forces are now in Israel with a shoot-to-kill orders against any person who goes against the rules of war and chivalry by attacking non-combatants. They understand very well that the Satanists are pretending to be Hamas and Israeli soldiers. The Satanists' job is to stage horrific incidents and accidents on both sides in order to incite Israelis and Arabs into killing each other. But trust me, the White Hat Special Forces is a multinational consortium. I don't mean one or two countries. I mean 5, 6, and 8 different countries have donated their special forces. They're all working together. And this is the age-old method, you know, what the deep state's trying to do, the age-old method of trauma-based mind control. But the White Hats, if they catch somebody shooting innocent people, they're going to be shot dead on the spot. So members of the slave races are traumatized and then misdirected by the tormentors into attacking the Satanists' intended targets. And we hear from Emir Whitman, a member of the Israelis ruling party, Likud party, threatened Russia and, you know, right on RT television to see, for example, I watched the broadcast, I watched that interview. He is a classic victim of the sort of trauma-based mind control the Jews have been subjected to for thousands of years after witnessing atrocities against their own people that they love. You know, it's real easy to mind control when you, you know, start killing people that you love around you. You'll easily fall, you know, from fear into mind control. But he was fooled into thinking Russia was at fault. He cannot see the real perpetrators hiding in his own society. The Satanists also use lies and computer graphics, theater, and other tricks to amplify the effect of their crimes. However, they do carry out real crimes, but not all of them are actually real. Some of them are CGI. They use all their theatrics to make it look worse than what it really is. We are getting credible reports of truly gruesome events absolutely taking place in underground tunnels built by the Satanists beneath the Gaza Strip and inside Israel. It has reached the point where even the corporate media is now talking about fighting inside tunnels. The head of MI6 says he has shown evidence of this, mutilated bodies from Israel, which had all been severely tortured and burnt, and it appears to be satanic blood sacrifices. Babies were disgorged and their intestines cut out in front of the bonded and bound with plastic strips, hands behind their backs. Parents were there and were all shot dead after they saw their children being tortured. It's all part of the ritual, you know, to create as much fear as they can. And their bodies were hacked up by sheer brute force. Another real crime was the destruction of a hospital in Gaza by an Israeli missile. A comparison between the sound of a U.S.-made bomb and the sound of an Al-Haini hospital strike in Gaza proves this. Destroying hospital is an old satanic trick calculated to provoke outrage and reaction. Rest assured, the perpetrators of these crimes are being put down like rabid dogs that they are by the multinational special forces team. This is the real reason elite U.S. troops are in Gaza and in Israel. And this is the real reason why there hasn't been more of an escalation, because they're frankly scared. They don't know who's who and who's going to attack them or who's not. So the Israeli army's like, whoa, wait a minute. At the same time, most Jews are now fully aware of the criminals who have been tormenting them for so long. And we hear two Orthodox Jews speaking for the majority of the people when they say they want to live in peace and friendship with their Arab neighbors unlike Satanists and their brainwashed slaves, this is how real Jews think. They want to be in peace and left alone. That's exactly what they want to do. The mass protest by Jews in Israel against their own satanic government is another sign of the Jewish awakening. Last week, at least 500,000 Israelis protested against the defense ministry, shouting, "Bibi is a murderer," and calling for Netanyahu to resign or to be hung, either one or both. The corporate propaganda media is also being called out, and we see CNN reporting on the Palestinians being told that you're not welcome here, genocide supporters, you know, F CNN. So they're catching on too. As a result of this awakening process, the bigger goal of the Satanists or satanic mafia in Khazarian mafia is to start World War III, and is failing miserably. Despite all the provocations and psychodrama taking place in the Western corporate media, Israel's neighbors are not being fooled. Iran is case in point. As evidence, the Khazarian mafia is trying to use Gaza to show and start World War III. The fake Biden administration ended a missile embargo on Iran last week. They say Iran will be able to freely send and sell missiles to other countries, including Russia, and import spare parts for missile development and production. How suspiciously timely that is. We have previously reported on how, according to the Sons of the Shah of Iran, the Bush administration sold neutron bomb tip missiles to Iran and encouraged them to use against Israel way back then. So you can see the Khazari mafia was hoping to make another Holocaust or mass sacrifice for many, many years of Jews to Satan and blame it all on Iran. The Iranians are not taking the bait. Iranian government sources contacted us and said they will not play into the satanic hands by having Hezbollah and Iran attack Israel. Instead, they will wait for the West to begin war crimes tribunals against the perpetrators of the atrocities. So Iran's just going to sit back. Let's let the trial began. They know full well the Satanists pretend to be who they are, and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Hamas, etc., but none of these entities represents Islam and certainly don't represent Iran. The Arab world has long accepted Israelis' existence and is no longer seeking to destroy it. Even Iran does not question Israel's existence, and the Palestinian issue is no longer a key agenda item in terms of Arab-Israeli relations, a Russian expert, Sergei Demdinko, notes. This does not mean Arabs will do nothing. Iraq Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Soudani joined Iranian officials last week and threatened to cut off oil to the U.S. and Western Europe unless they end the Israeli-Palestinian terror show. Instead of actively working at Palestinian-Israeli settlement, these Khazarian mafia morons are providing the neo-Nazis with full-scale aid, pitting the two closely related peoples against each other. What can stop America's manic obsession with inciting conflicts all over the planet? It looks like nothing short of a civil war on the U.S. territory, says Russian power broker Dmitry Medvedev. The other aim of the satanic hysteria being generated over Gaza is to distract from many much more important real issues and events that are taking place. For example, a huge piece of news that the Khazari mafia is hoping to distract us from is the revival of the pre-World War I German Empire. The news that German agent Donald Tusk has taken over Poland is not being reported by most major outlets. What this means is that Germany is poised to take over Latvia, Poland, and non-Russian part of Ukraine. In other words, the old agreement between the Tsar of Russia, Frederick the Great, to divide Europe along the Dnieper River is being implemented again. However, the biggest piece of news they want to distract us from is the end of Babylon debt slavery and the implosion of the United States America Corporation. As corporate media tried to divert everyone's attention to Israel, U.S. Corporation announced it ran a deficit of $1.69 trillion up to $320 billion in the fiscal year that ended September 30th. As on the charts you can see, investors outside the U.S. are dumping U.S. treasuries, even as the corporation offers junk bond interest payments of over 5%. Well, nobody wants the junk bonds either. It's all funny money. American people aren't buying it either. So all that's left in the corporation is to cook the books and create imaginary numbers. The same is happening with the banks, and they've been forced to shut down over 2,000 branches in the past year. That pace is now accelerating rapidly. The fact is that big banks that own the Federal Reserve Board are now bankrupt, as the Federal Reserve Board is bankrupt itself. If you still do not understand about the Babylonian debt slavery, you can hear experts talk about why these banks are con artists who have fooled people into selling them debt slavery contracts disguised as loans. The funny money the Federal Reserve Board created by enslaving the American people went to giant casino where each dollar of real money backed by a debt slavery contract was turned into thousands of dollars of derivatives, which is just more funny money. This sucked the livelihood away from 99% of the Americans and turned the USA into a third world hellhole financially. Look at this six. When you see all this, you can see, you just look at Beverly Hills. You can see for yourself in USA right now, Beverly Hills. And, you know, it's like a dump. Take a look at the Chinese, at what the Chinese financial system is planning in order to understand what a government that actually works to strengthen its own country does. China's gone ahead. Their financial system will continue to grow and serve the real economy. Loans that supported the manufacturing sector expanded by 38% year to year, while loans to small and medium-sized technology companies rose 22% year on year. More efforts will be made to increase financial supply in advancing manufacturing and strategic imaging industries and science and technology enterprises to accelerate the development of a modern industrial system. All things stand now. China is about to win the battle for control of the planet while the West is dealing with mental illness in the ruling class. China's hosting 75% of the world's countries at a victory celebration on the 10th anniversary of its Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese brag more than 150 countries and over 30 international organizations have signed into the Belt and Road Corporation agreements and have invested over $1 trillion for more than 3,000 projects that created 420,000 jobs, lifted 40 million people out of poverty, and is expected to boost the world GDP by $7.1 trillion per annum. Even the Taliban has signed up now for the Belt and Road Initiative, showing that China won the Afghan war without firing a single bullet. We have everything they need, such as lithium, copper, and iron, Afghanistan is now more than ever ready for investment, said acting Afghan Commerce Minister. Now California wants to succeed from the U.S. and join China. Governor Gavin Newsom just went to China on this past Monday, saying California and China hold the keys to solving the climate crisis. As two of the world's largest economies, he said, our partnership is essential to delivering climate action for our communities and beyond. Our decades-long work together proves that we can accomplish things together, cleaning the air, accelerating transition to electric vehicles, and protecting people from extreme weather and conserving lands and oceans and oh, yada, yada. There's definitely something going on behind the scenes, and you've heard the rumor that China is or may have already taken over California, according to CIA sources. Of course, the Qatari mafia is trying to convince the rest of the world to put their money in institutions they control, like the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, and they are being rightfully ignored by the vast majority of the world. The U.S. is now warning that nearly 100 countries that Russia intelligence is opening a new front into its efforts to destabilize democracies by amplifying doubts about the legitimacy of vote counting and elections, senior government officials said. In translation, what that means is the U.S. is trying to counter isolation by installing puppet governments around the world. But nobody's being fooled by that hat, you know, game switch. They cannot come to terms with the fact that they are not achieving their proclaimed goals and they are losing their position and hegemony, Russian ambassador and Washington Tanley Adonoff comments. We keep hearing the U.S. military white hats will declare martial law to restore order, freedom of the press, and democracy and the rule of law. They also need to return control of the financial system to elected representatives of the people and by the people, metrocracy. Selected public servants and genuine capitalist entrepreneurs. So what are we waiting for? The time is right. A leaked U.S. military email shows that they're worried that the troops aren't siding with Israel and they're spreading 52% to 48% of the majority of Americans oppose giving weapons to Israel. And we'll have more after these messages from our sponsors.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny. Like I was just discussing in the past hour, a leaked U.S. military email shows that they're worried that their troops won't be siding with Israel, also by a spread of 52% to 48%, a majority of all Americans oppose giving weapons and supplies to Israel. The American public has also ready, since 68% of them do not trust the news, meaning that the Khazaria Mafia Kool-Aid drinkers are now down to only 32%. This percentage is shrinking. Tucker Carlson, for example, is teaching the sheeple stuff like the fact that George Floyd was not murdered. This is old news for many of us, but it's a wake-up call for plenty of Kool-Aid drinkers. Many are in the state of open and anarchic revolt. For example, after House of Representatives held a two-hour hearing on the rise of violent crime in Washington, D.C., a staffer for Senator Katie Britt, you know, Republican from Alabama, was robbed at gunpoint. Before that, Representative Henry Collier, Democrat of Texas, was carjacked in the Navy Yard just about a mile from the U.S. Capitol complex. And in March, a staffer for Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, was stabbed multiple times in the crime-ridden Metroplex area. Also, even though Jim Jordan was unable to get the position of Speaker of the House and thus be in position to upset fake Joe Biden, he apparently has the support of 95% of the people. Then there's the strong evidence that Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. When we take a look at CIC's Donald Trump's security team in the sky, you can see that he's flagged by five or six different jets, F-15s and F-18s, are flying tandem with Air Force One, the real Air Force One, where Donald Trump is. You don't see the masked Joe Biden flying Air Force One or any protection like this. So why doesn't Trump act? The story we're being told is that more about the Khazari Mafia crimes still needs to be revealed, that not enough people are realizing that they're drinking Kool-Aid. For example, the CIA sent us a video of Barack Obama handing out government rewards to various swamp creatures. Every award recipient was on Epstein's flight log, including Obama himself. They also sent us of an Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's son, who's taking a little vacation in Miami and is just chilling out. And, you know, more importantly, the excuse we're being given is that the White Hats are waiting for a full exposure of the Khazari Mafia vaccine mass murder before the situation will be ripe for the martial law EBS. The exposure is now impossible to hide. The U.S. Patriot activists report that after 2+ years, we achieved the nearly impossible feat of getting a court order with authority to stop the shots. And here, the international chief scientist Mike Yedin, former vice president of Pfizer, he testified about what the WHO, the FDA, the states, and many violations of the Nuremberg Code from the illegal use of COVID-19 non-vaccine biological agents. In Canada, Ontario, resident Don Hartman filed a $35.6 million lawsuit against Pfizer over their son Sean's vaccine death. This comes as the Health Canada confirms that SV40 simian virus removed from polio jab for causing cancer is in the Pfizer COVID vaccine. The Health Ministry of Canada admits this. The Swiss are also now taking action against satanic entities around Lake Geneva, including the WHO, Gavi, and World Economic Forum. The lawsuits keep piling up. Soon, Pfizer executives will be hunted down in the streets and executed by the people like rabid dogs that they are. The market has worked it out. Unsafe and ineffective, unnecessary, and carrying huge liability, these vaccines, at the height of the... Just look at these numbers. At the height of the COVID vaccine mania, 10 September 2021, Moderna shares were trading at about $449.38. Just last week, they closed at just $82, down 4% on the day, and down 54% this year, and down 81% since their peak. So since their peak in 2021, Moderna stocks has dropped 81.7%. Criminals are trying to pretend it never happened. For example, real-life Bond villain Bill Gates got caught in a major lie when he claimed last week that he had never promoted slave masks. Oh, no. His real crimes go way beyond that, of course. The U.S. food supply has been flooded with depopulation drugs, and the mention of quietly and deceiving sterilization of the majority of the human race, according to a Gates Foundation insider who has admitted that Bill Gates' mRNA vaccines, mosquitoes, and food production are all part of a multi-pronged eugenics attack on the human race to sterilize them and kill them. According to Greg Reese, for many years, doctors have received bonuses for adherence to the latest drug therapy protocol, drugs that are known to be dangerous, such as statins and antidepressants, and now we know that insurance companies are paying doctors to fully vaccinate their children. This incentive program for vaccinating babies can be found in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Doctor Incentives booklet, and specifics that every patient under the age of 2 that receives the current prescribed 24 inoculations is worth $400 payout to the doctor for every patient that's under 2. They get $400 kickback. For another motivation, they get paid by the 100 that they have a have to vaccinate a certain percentage of their total patients, or they don't get anything. Blue Cross Blue Shield rules say that a doctor needs to vaccinate 63% of their patients in order to qualify. The average American pediatrician has about 1,500 patients. 1,500 patients about the average pediatrician has, and we have to have 945 of them fully vaccinated in order to get your kickbacks. At 40,000 for every 100, this works out to be $360,000. This is not chump change, folks. This is for each doctor. This is why most pediatricians won't provide care for families who don't completely submit to the latest childhood vaccine schedule protocol. We're talking over $250,000, which is more than the average physician's yearly salary. Research shows that an unvaccinated child's risk of death increases by over 5,000% when they receive the current vaccine schedule. And doctors are now beginning to use virtual reality to help them administer these poisons to the kids who instinctively know better. Many kids know, no, I don't want the shot. But they'll put the big virtual reality mask on, so then the kids look into this world of this happy world, while meanwhile the nurse is giving her or him the shot. Not only are the doctors and the Kazarian Mafia overlords trying to kill us, but they've been suppressing our technological advancement for more than a century. Although Elon Musk appears to be working with the White Hats these days, he says his electric cars are an example, but it's been revealed that the world's largest electric vehicle charging station owned by Tesla at the Harris Ranch in California is powered by diesel generators. You see, it's still all about centralized control of energy, and the fight seems to be about who's in control of that center. So when that battery goes out on your Tesla car, you better dip it deep in your pocket and spend about $15,000 before you can get a new battery and run your car. That's the reality. What they don't want is decentralized free energy. That is why I expect they will try to suppress the following recent technological breakthrough, which is the road legal world's first off-road solar powered vehicle, off-world for sure. Solar-powered vehicle has a top speed of 145 kilometers or 90 miles per hour. That's a top speed. On sunny days, its battery range is around 710 kilometers, about 440 miles. On roads, and around 550 kilometers or 342 miles off-road, depending on the surface. On cloudy conditions, the team estimates the range to be about 50 kilometers or less. So less than, you know, 50 miles you can, but you have to have that sun to keep it going. So ask yourself, who benefits every time you fill your gas tank or charge your electric car? They are offering us a good shepherd instead of one who is planning to slaughter us right away. What we really want is to be released from the human animal farm or ruling class has locked us into. Folks, right now, the final countdown in the secret underground war is ongoing. And I want to bring you a little more. I saw, you know, I told you about what's happening. The White Hats are doing. They're taking down criminals. I told you about the Khazarian Mafia, what they're doing. I told you about what the administration is doing. I told you about the world conflict. Now I want to talk to you about a little bit about off-world stuff. And according to Vol Nick, the High Commander in the Galactic Federation of Worlds, we have entered the final countdown in an epic behind-the-scenes war taking place in remote underground facilities scattered throughout the USA and the rest of the planet, especially in Israel right now. His latest update, relayed through the contactee Megan Rose, gives many details on a coordinated military campaigns conducted by special forces belonging to the Earth Alliance, working alongside their peers from the Galactic Federation, aiming to remove the last remnants of the Deep State Extraterrestrial Alliance, shown in multiple underground facilities. Megan relayed the following update from Val Nick. The end of the war is near. The Federation and the Earth Global Alliance and the Space Force have made ample preparation for the communication systems on Earth to be completely secure. Radio frequencies, which were hacked once by the Orion Grays, these three-letter agencies like CIA, FBI, and S4, and the Dark Fleet are now in the hands of the Earth Alliance and the Space Force. As I spoke previously, the Earth Alliance has been fighting alongside the Federation to take back our planet. The last part of this war is the final countdown, is the War Underground. The War Underground is one of the bloodiest and most horrific wars we've ever fought, and I'm sure that the White Hat military can also say the same. Val Nick describes here is not unlike the final months of World War II when Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan fought to the bitter end. This served a dual purpose to spite the Allied powers by destroying vital infrastructure necessary for national rebuilding and also to give time for personnel and resources to be diverted to underground bases in Antarctica and South America for the creation of a secret space program, the Dark Fleet, a.k.a. Notchwaffen, that is formerly allied with the Draconian Empire. Today, we're witnessing similar ferocious battles, this time taking place in deep underground military bases in the U.S., Israel, and elsewhere around the planet, as well as under Ukraine. And the Earth Alliance moves against the Deep State and the Orion Gray allies after succeeding in similar cleanup efforts in Antarctica, as I have described to you on earlier shows right here on The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. Val Nick's reference to the final countdown indicates that time is short for the Deep State and its alien allies as their strategic situation collapses in the underground war. This is the last battle. While the war's outcome may be clear, it can be predicted that the Deep State, like the Nazis before them, is prolonging the war to destroy lives and infrastructure in an act of malice while taking the opportunity to relocate any and whatever personnel and resources they can and take away and get away from the battlefields and get to safe locations, whether on Earth, our solar system, or elsewhere in the galaxy. Val Nick continued his update, describing how Earth Alliance soldiers wounded in the ferocious underground battles are being healed. In previous reports, I have said that these soldiers are finding refuge in healing technologies available in the Lunar Space Command, soon to be expanded into a fully functional, state-of-the-art facility into a higher density technology as outlined in the Jupiter Accord agreements. While I cannot speak for the Earth Alliance, he said, I can report that the Federation's duties in regards to cleaning and clearing underground bases are now complete, and this is excellent news. Valnik has also reported how Lunar Space Command was being repurposed as a medical facility where Galactic Federation healing science and technologies are being introduced to the Earth Alliance and the White Hat Space Force. Major companies are involved in this mass production of these advanced healing technologies for eventual release to humanity. And importantly, in a previous show, I revealed that my Special Forces colleagues are being sent to the moon to build new facilities for a multinational alliance working with the Nordic extraterrestrials. This is an important collaboration for what Val Nick has previously asserted, and makes it plausible that some wounded Special Forces personnel are being taken to the moon for healing, and they will be saved. Val Nick's update discussed two important U.S. bases where underground fighting is occurring. These two bases that are the last of our concerns as far as the United States continental territory is concerned, the Dulce Base and Area 51 and S-4. As Commander Thor Han Iridion previously reported, the Orion Greys were captured, and we are able to identify their energy frequency and their genetic encoding that connected their consciousness. I can confirm this, you know, that this code was indeed hacked and the communication system on Earth are secure. This was when I was abducted back in 1989. I connected with this network, this great, you know, what I call the group Mind of the Greys, and there are no more extraterrestrial threats on Earth in that respect at this time, and I've confirmed that in the Resourcery Archive that I used to call the group Mind of the Greys. The Alliance has the job of recovering the servers, changing the frequency of the servers, and replacing the satellite communication, which has already happened. They have everything they need. They have the technology, and we have all moved forward to the liberation of planet Earth. As Thor Han Iridion, another Galactic Federation commander, has relayed to Elaine Danon, which discussed the capture of 9 Orion Gray extraterrestrials. Again, there was independent collaboration of such a claim, which came from another contactee, Alex Collier, who described what he learned from the Andromeda Council about the capture of a group of Orion Grays. And I verified that in my Resourcery Archive. We asked Val Nick a series of questions about this update, and Megan kindly responded and received the following answers. Question, you described the battles of these underground bases as being particularly ferocious. Can you share any details about these battles in terms of the weapons and what they're used and personnel locations? And Valnik said, yes, we can speak on behalf of the Federation personnel who fought alongside the Earth Alliance. It's important to note that it is the Federation's duty to remove extraterrestrial presence in these areas in the interest of retraining the Earth Military Alliance, and the human soldiers also fought alongside to eliminate some of the areas with the Federation. These human soldiers have never seen such horrors, and they describe and deserve our greatest respect, he said. The weapons that were used to dismantle the malevolent extraterrestrial presence in these areas are common to the Federation and will not be manufactured for the Earth Alliance to use for in the future, but they're best described to you as laser guns. They emit a high-frequency laser that demagnetizes the atomic bonds of a structure or a person, inflicting trauma and death. These devices are relatively simple and effective in the fourth and fifth density, where most of these beings reside. So most of these human soldiers were unable to see a fourth density or fifth density effectively with the naked eye. But since they hit them with the weapon, that those were destroyed on those densities as well. They have special super suits and helmets that will allow that viewing and use of those weapons. This is not technology from the Federation, rather something that was previously developed in their space programs, but nevertheless effective. Our military strategy was to isolate a section of the base and attack, and this was done in a manner to preserve most life, as these beings and corrupt military officials hold hostage humans and other beings of for experimentation. Now, I first heard the super soldier suits worn by secret space program personnel back in 2014 from Randy Kramer, who says he served a 20 and back program from 1987 to 2007. He described how he was trained in battle against indigenous extraterrestrial species, the spiders on Mars, on behalf of a corporate-run secret space program, and U.S. Marines were secretly recruited to protect. Kramer's testimony was backed by former U.S. Marine Corporation serviceman and Washington State Trooper Michael Gerloff, who provided extensive documentation of his claims that the U.S. Marines are being recruited during boot camp for a secret space program. Ironically, the Galactic Federation secretly armed the indigenous Martians to fight alongside the Dark Fleet and corporate alliance, thereby liberating their planet. Later, Valnik gave additional information in response to the first question, the first question I'd like to add, he said that the Dulce base and Area 51 were the last to be cleared due to high-ranking gray residents from the Orion group. These beings carried a master frequency that was necessary to hack into their consciousness and internet systems of Earth. Area 51 and S4 for a long time has been used by the base by Kelly Tokart or Tail Whites, specifically, and officials with the corrupt cabal government. These beings also report a small number of them were also captured for similar purposes. The Kelly Torok can have connections with the Terran government, and the Telekorok for a very, very long time have offered certain services to our deep state, which I will not disclose, but is part of the extraterrestrial infiltration. I can report, he said, that this information is recovered and we are working diligently alongside the White Hat Alliance. We have extensive information about the Tall Whites, a.k.a. Kelly Tork, thanks to the insider revelations of Dr. Charles Hall, who served nearly 3 years as a weatherman for U.S. Air Force at Nellis Air Force Base in the mid-1960s. He wrote a 5-volume series of books titled Millennial Hospitality, where he described agreements between the U.S. Air Force and Tall Whites dating back to the 50s on how each provided services to the other, including underground facility at Indian Springs, out of which Tall Whites could operate. Significantly, collaboration for Hall's remarkable claim came in the form of a Nevada news story describing funds earmarked for construction of a large underground facility in Indian Springs at the time of the agreements, which has never been officially disclosed. Val Nix claimed that several tall whites were captured as a result of the underground battles at Area 51 and S4 is consistent with information about having a major base there. Next, we asked Val Nix about a secret base in the country of Australia, and Val Nix says, I'm not at liberty to discuss the Australian operations, although I can confirm that the war underground has been won and extraterrestrials have either fled or been removed by force from the planet. And this is indeed good news, since Pine Gap has long been regarded alongside Dulce, New Mexico, as a place where some of the most egregious human rights abuses were taking place against captive civilians used in genetic experiments. So we asked Val Nix about the infamous 1979 Dulce incident, and he said the Dulce base was a hub for the Orion Gray Network. The underground facility there is many miles deep and with access to tunnels all over the country of the United States. I am not aware of specific incident you're referring to. However, I can report that the specifics of Gray's dying quickly and very easily, that is a fact. This is not our goal, however. Our goal was to first capture them and find the key to their hive consciousness. This was successfully done by the Federation, and the rest of the base and the beings inhabiting it were eliminated by the Federation using our weapons as described. The human hostages were removed and cared for by the Earth Alliance in facilities they have set up for medical purposes. Some were taken to the moon. Some were taken elsewhere, like at Hurlburt Field in Florida. The human hybrid or hostage extraterrestrial species were cared for by the Federation, as they contain genomes that are unknown to our medical personnel of the Alliance. However, you may find it interesting that our Earth military will be trained in genetics of these species should it become necessary in the future. So, we look at the past, and Australia was adopting some of the most draconian police actions in the Western world against protesters to enforce the official government health policies of getting the jab. And the same is true as far as Hawaii. There have been claims that the deep state threatened to use portable nuclear weapons and other exotic weapons such as scalar torsion stranglet bombs for, to have such weapon systems located and neutralized. This is before they did their attack on Maui, because they wanted to take it before then. And so Val Nix said, oh yes, I'm happy to report on this. Nuclear weapons are easily dismantled using technology from the Galactic Federation. This technology has been offered to your governments of your planet and your people since the 1950s, but they've declined. I can now report that this technology is in the hands of the Earth Alliance, and they have graciously accepted our viewpoint on nuclear weapons, that there should never be any more nuclear explosions on your planet, and the Earth Alliance has our neutralization capabilities. So this is all good news, folks. There will not be a nuclear war. Our viewpoint is this, that these weapons are weapons of mass destruction, said Val Nix, and for all involved, and not beneficial for anybody. The technology is to dismantle nuclear weapons using magnetic frequency, and this magnetic force is made from elements that are not known to your planet. It is rather simple when you think of a bomb as simple chemical reaction. How to reverse a chemical reaction using elements is simple technology, he said. It's very true that nuclear weapons technology has been a great concern of the Galactic Federation, which has raised the proliferation of these weapon systems as an important feature of their historical diplomatic contacts with different U.S. and Soviet administrations. Elaine Delon's latest book, We Will Never Let You Down, which I highly recommend, discloses many of these historical negotiations in great detail. In addition, I recommend viewing a recent press conference involving former U.S. Air Force officials revealing how UFOs interfered with nuclear missiles, effectively neutralizing any bombs or any missiles being shot off at different times in our history. This directly collaborates with Volnick's comments about the Federation technologies that can neutralize such dangerous weapon systems. Then you mentioned the Earth Alliance is replacing compromised satellite communication systems. Is Elon Musk's Starlink the chief means by a new uncompromised system? Volnick says yes. The satellites I'm referring to are satellites on the ground. These satellites will be replaced with satellites in orbit of Earth and in the sky. Starlink is not the correct name for the system. It's something else, but we're talking about the same thing, just different words. I will not disclose what the exact name is, but you are welcome to speculate. It uses similar technology to the satellite system that you call Starlink. This is something like Starlink has been prepared and has been launched. Volnick is alluding to the space fence, which is formerly under the control of U.S. Space Command. This new communication system will certainly be run by the U.S. Space Command and U.S. Space Force and the multinational Space Alliance is formed as a result of the Jupiter Accords, which have been discussed in previous shows. And importantly, General James Dickinson, the head of Space Command, confirmed in August that over 100 agreements have been reached with several national space agencies, military commands, and aerospace corporations, making it feasible that such a satellite communication system has been secretly put in place. We asked Volnick the following: if hacked radio frequencies and communication systems previously used to stifle dissent and public awakening are now in the hands of Earth Alliance, how long do we have to wait before we see signs of social media, mass media, putting out genuine information on the truth about what's happening around the world? Volnick says, I cannot completely answer that question because it involves private terror companies, private companies of your planet, and is out of the hands of the Federation. I can disclose that the Earth Alliance has been given the technology and the tools to create an internet system that is beneficial. The time frame I cannot disclose, but it won't take long. It's already set in place, and it's in active operation right now. It is significant that Volnick has relayed this just after President Trump announced the launch of his social media company, True Social, and we've been discussing previously, you know, about the father of the Israeli space program, and Trump's working with the Galactic Federation to disclose its existence to humanity. So I'm bringing that fact back that he launched True Social as one social media that can interface with this new system when it is active. So Trump is playing a crucial role behind the scenes in creating this new internet system. When it comes live, it'll all come live without a hitch. There's so much to welcome here in Valnik's report, but his revelation that humanity's entered the final countdown to the impending defeat of the Deep State Orion Gray Draconian Dark Fleet Alliance is most welcome news. The White Hats won't have much to learn. It's just a bunch of turbulence from the human Dark Hats. And there's enough of that going on, and we're dealing with that. While more ferocious battles lie ahead, the secret underground war has entered a decisive phase, and we may not have to wait too long to see the results and unveiling of our Star Trek future. Signs of this are already taking place. Just this past week, the middle of October 2023, in a question and answer with Thorhan Iredion, relayed through Elaine Delon, I watched the full interview this past Thursday, just 4 days ago, and I'll bring you some more updates and details in future shows. However, I wanted to report some key points and interesting developments. Number one is the Earth Alliance, in collaboration with the Galactic Federation and the United States Space Force and Space Command, have completed the first phase of construction of the hub, and its core is the mothership. It will contain two rings encircling the mothership. This is massive in size. Just the mothership alone is 5 to 8 miles in diameter. And then, of course, the big rings around it are other stations. Are many miles in diameter. I mean, we're talking huge. The diameter of these rings, you know, could I think the outer ring could be as much as 100 miles. And the inner ring could be as much as 50 miles. This will be a relay station to connect over 24 arcs with both Earth, our moon, and other moons around in our solar system. The arcs are all connected. There's many on Earth, over 24 of them, and there's 4 or 5 of them throughout our system. There's one on Phobos on the Mars moon, there's one on our own moon, and there's one on two of the Jupiter's moons. Technologies on the mothership will be available to humans on Earth. The priority will be for the star seeds to help them expand their consciousness. Our solar system is free now and protected by the Galactic Federation and Space Command and the United States Space Force. The hub will be open for trade soon. To understand the function of the hub, look no further than the Star Trek series Deep Space Nine, which truly did depict our future and was revealing the full aspects of the hub. Astar Command has been working with the Earth Alliance since 1932 and helping set up the hub. Interestingly, China is outside of all the agreements. They were rejected at the Accord, Jupiter Accord agreements, and eventually China will fail. The good news is they are not a threat to these efforts in space. USA, and because of Donald Trump, has full access to the hub. Russia will also have access because Vladimir Putin, and cooperating with the Trump and the White Hats, he's been very helpful in all the operations, and of course the Russians will have full access to the hub as well, just like they've given us secretly full access to their technologies, not to the corporate America or the deep state, but to the White Hats. There's a big difference. So White Hats have had access to Russian technology, secret technology. And of course, med beds are ready and will soon be available. Our solar system is protected now. We now have the freedom in our galaxy. Dr. Johnny will bring more details in the following shows coming up on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. And I just I'm going to just keep reporting on the full news. News above ground Earth, underground Earth, and out of orbit of Earth. I'm going to bring you the news here on The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. But let's get back down to each and every one of us. Hippocrates said, if you're in a bad mood, go for a walk. If you're still in a bad mood, go for another walk. The reason this is why I found the following story so inspiring. It was from The Guardian, one of UK's leading newspapers, a few weeks ago. And right here it says, if you imagine the first car-free neighborhood being built from scratch in modern USA, it would be difficult to conceive such a thing sprouting from the environs of Phoenix, Arizona. But it is here that such a neighborhood called Cul-de-Sac is existed and has taken root. It's a 17-acre site. An unusual experiment has emerged that invites Americans to live a way that is rare outside a fleeting experience of college, Disneyland, or trips to Europe. A walkable, human-scale community devoid of cars. Cul-de-Sac ushered in its first 36 residents earlier this year and will eventually house around 1,000 people. Residents are provided no parking lots for cars and are encouraged to get rid of them. Apartments are also mixed in with amenities such as grocery stores, restaurants, yoga studios, bicycle shop, and usually separated by housing by strict city zoning laws. The $170 million cul-de-sac project shows we can build walkable neighborhoods successfully in the USA. This isn't a 15-minute city, folks. This is walkable neighborhoods in the USA. This is different. According to Ryan Johnson, a 40-year-old who co-founded the company, we looked back nostalgically at college because it was the time when most people lived a walkable neighborhood on their college campus, walking to and from their dorms. People were happier and healthier and even wealthier when they were living in walkable neighborhoods. Vanessa Fox, 32-year-old, who moved to Cul-de-Sac with her husky dog in May, had always wanted to live in a walkable place, only to find such options unaffordable. For her, Cul-de-Sac provided a sense of community without having to rely on a car. This would be so valuable to help people once again have a peace of mind. And I totally agree. It's another sign we're moving rapidly from tyranny into the Aquarian freedom that we all deserve this general enlightenment of a new reality. So, folks, I just want to tell you, it's time to become a master survivor to get into this new reality. Clinical laboratory testing is one of the most powerful resources a healthcare provider has in their toolbox. Historically, the chemical laboratory and clinical laboratory has been used to define specific diagnosis, as the case with many models. We are witnessing evolution and change in the industry unfold as the new era of function and assessment emerges. Syndromes, not disease, are becoming the dominant trend in clinical offices all over the world. The latest post-COVID syndrome is proving to be both a challenge and an opportunity for redefining our modern patient management. So now it's time to become a master survivor. One of my patients just yesterday on our consultation says, what if somebody, you know, is getting the shedding and they're showing signs of the COVID? How did they get rid of the RNA, you know, and graphene oxide in their body? And I told them, look no further than the Master Survivor Program. So as a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years of experience, I want you to have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and be healthy. I work with five world-class analysis laboratories, and right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. So if you're worried that you have the COVID for being around somebody that's been vaccinated, and, you know, you're concerned about getting the shedding, and you start having problems that show symptoms like that, go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program. Go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and click on the Master Survivor Program. You'll see number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is a total gut restoration kit. Those are the two things to become a Master Survivor. And number three, the Master Survivor Program, where Dr. Johnny works with you for 2 years, that is the premium consultation. That's number three, Master Survivor Program premium consultation is number three. It's only $360. You have to do the first two, get your hair tissue mineral analysis and the total gut restoration kit. But if you're worried about the jab or cancer or anything else, well, then it's time to become a Master Survivor. I go by word of mouth. All my business goes by word of mouth or referral. But if you're willing to take a chance with Dr. Johnny and you pay for a premium consultation, I will work with you for 2 years one-on-one to make sure that your problems disappear or your major problems disappear. I have more ways than one, more ways than 100. I have ways that are not only what I can provide to you, but are out of this country, if you're willing to travel, then we can take care of anything, any of your problems. So what is the 1, 2, 3, 4 Master Survivor Program? Number one, to get started with the Master Survivor Program, only need two steps, only two, and it's less than $600. The first part, number one, is the most important part. The Master Survivor Program is the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's from Trace Elements Laboratories to find the right food to balance your cells. The hair does not lie and reveals your exact biochemistry. So I need that hair sample, and I need $226 to run it in the lab. This valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on to get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy, and I'm going to help you stay healthy. That's what it's like being a Master Survivor. You don't get sick. Step number two of the Master Survivor Program is the Total Gut Restoration Kit, the three R's. That comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with in St. Augustine, Florida. And why is this so important? Well, many people don't realize that our mainstream diet can disrupt or even harm our microbiome. And that's why that this is so important. Because gut-disrupting medications, cosmetics, even tampons, right? You know, feminine pads or smoking. Disinfectants, those plug-in deodorizers, the antacids, those all disrupt your microbiome. The whole Western diet is filled with toxins that disrupt our microbiome, and not to mention pesticides. It's everywhere. It's in our food. It's in our air. And the conventional mouthwash, that disrupts your microbiome. Sugar and artificial sweeteners like Sweet and Low, that terribly disrupts your microbiome, causes dysbiosis. So the Total Gut Restoration Kit helps many people get over their food allergies and start eating the foods they were once allergic to. And we have the human studies showing that the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit balances the microbiome to get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 4 months if you stop eating sugar. More than half our immunity response is in the gut, and by doing the 3R's program, your gut will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. So the full Master Survivor program has only two laboratory therapies, Number one, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. I need that hair and $226 to run that hair tissue mineral analysis. And number two, the three R's, the total gut restoration kit, and to get started with the full Master Survivor program for both laboratory therapies that's less than $600. It's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. And this is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. This is all available by credit card on themastersurvivor.com. That's my website. If you don't have a credit card and you want to send me a check, then send me a hair, a good sample of hair, and a check for $226. Dr. Johnny will run your hair sample and get you your hair tissue mineral analysis back. We'll have our consultation. If you get your gut balance, you have to register as my patient under number two on my website. You can only register as my patient on the website, themastersurvivor.com. Scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program. Number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two is the 3 hours total gut restoration program. And there's a tab there that says register as my patient. You register. Once you register, you have your login and password on there, then you can buy the total gut restoration kit directly from the lab with your credit card. And then you scroll down a little further is number three, the Master Survivor program premium consultation. That's where Dr. Johnny works with you for 2 years and gets rid of that RNA, you know, or that graphene oxide if you're worried about the jab, or if you had the vaccine, you want to get it out of your body, then you choose number three. But part of being a premium consultation patient is doing number one and number two. So you got to spend at least $600 to do number one and number two, and then pay me the $360 directly, and I'll work with you one-on-one for 2 years and get rid of your problems. I don't care what they are. They told me I was going to die back in 1992. I said, no way, I'm not going to die. And I decided not to become a victim to their medical tyranny. If you decide you don't want to be a victim to your medical tyranny, then become a Master Survivor. And go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program, and do the Master Survivor program to become a Master Survivor. It's just that simple, and survive and be free of disease. What could be better than that? Less than $600 to get started. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damegard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.